One of the main ways smokers will notice the impact of Judge Kessler's ruling will be the end of cigarettes labeled light, low tar, or mild. No more Camel Lights, no more Marlboro Ultralights, no more Cool Milds. This trend dates back to the 1950s, when R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company had success in selling the new filtered Winston cigarette. Here's how they were marketed in the 1960s.
Okay, how's about taking a nap? I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred.
Fred Flintstone and his filters. Then came low-tar and low-nicotine smokes, and by the 1970s, popular brands like Marlboro and Camel had expanded to include lights. They soared in popularity, and by the year 2000, nearly 90% of all cigarettes sold were labeled light or ultralight. To learn more about the story behind light cigarettes, we called Alan Bloom, director of the University of Alabama Center for the Study of Tobacco and Society.
The whole history of lights, ultralights, and even the filter and low tar came about purely as the result of concerns about health.
Who was concerned?
The cigarette companies were very concerned in the early 1950s when the health reports were coming out from England and the United States that smoking caused lung cancer. And the companies were very concerned because sales were beginning to drop. And my theory is that the person who was sitting around wondering what to do to retain sales must have had some oil stains on his finger because he said, why don't we put a filter on it? One of the brands that had a filter said, so safe, so pure, it's used to filter the air in many hospitals. And that was, of course, the Kent Micronite filter with asbestos. The low-tar issue came about in the 1960s. This was a television commercial in the early 1960s.
New low-tar multifilter with only 14 milligrams of tar and 1.1 of nicotine as compared to all U.S. government-tested cigarettes, which range from a high of 31 milligrams tar, 2.2 of nicotine.
If you listen to the language, it's all mumbo-jumbo about nicotine and tar and low-tar and milligrams. And ironically, these filtered low-tar and light cigarettes are far more hazardous than the old conventional Camels because you have to suck harder, and your risk for emphysema and heart disease is far greater.
Now, tobacco companies, to be fair, have always said this was not about making a safer product, but it was about the flavor.
Well, the lighter taste is merely the result of candy flavorings and sugar and so forth.
So now that there will be no more cigarettes labeled light or ultralight or low tar or mild, what do you think the impact is going to be for smokers?
Oh, I think this is all marketing. It's all been a gimmick to create the illusion that you have your own individual brand. If you ever hear how people order cigarettes, it's I'd like a package of Marlboro Lights 100s, Crush Proof Box, Menthol, leaded or unleaded. I mean, it goes on, and all those are very carefully crafted marketing terms. What's going to happen is they'll put a gold star or a blue star. That will clue in people to their own personal private brand.
Alan Bloom is a professor at the University of Alabama and curator of the exhibition Cartoonists Take Up Smoking at the National Museum of Health and Medicine in Washington, D.C. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Debbie.